Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Chapter 12. We spoke in the last class about that the ability of man to affect the world, the upper world, only starts once he enters his body. The Nefesh has to enter the physical body, and then in this physical world, with the physical actions of the physical world, so then he affects all the upper worlds. And on that he brought a number of sources, a number of supports from different psukim, different sources. And the first one, which we also saw in the last class, is this pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Gimel, Hayoytze Yachad Libom, Hashem forms their hearts together. He forms all hearts together. Hamevin Elkol Maisehim, and he understands all deeds. But what was surprising is the fact that Elde. Now, instead of saying Hamevin Kol Maasehim, he understands all deeds. Hamevin El Kol Maasehim, which translates literally, he understands to all their deeds. What's the to for? What does that to mean? So therefore, what he explains is he understands to all their deeds, where all their deeds lead to. The to of all their deeds. He understands all their deeds and where they lead deeds. What effect are those deeds going to have on upper worlds? Okay, that we saw in the last class. Now he goes on, he brings other sources. Kain Koheles. Similarly in Koheles, the Pasuk says, Ki es kol ma'aseh Elokim yavi b'mishpat. Al kol ne'elam. The Pasuk says, every act Elokim will bring to justice. Every act a person does, Elokim brings to justice. Al kol ne'elam, everything that's hidden. Even the most hidden things, the person himself doesn't even remember that he ever did such a thing, and no one ever saw him do it. And it might be something that's, made no impression. So seemingly it made no impression on anyone. So it's something that's totally hidden. Even the most hidden things, the most hidden comments, the most hidden acts, Hashem brings that all to justice. Nothing is lost. No action is lost. Now, what's surprising, again, this verse also is different. It's Lo Omer Ki Elokim Yavi B'Mishpat Eskol Maaseh. It doesn't say Elokim will bring to justice every action. Right? Behind Ki Elokim Perusha Balakulich Eskolam, which is to say that Elokim, who is the judge, Hashem, who is the master of all forces, will judge all forces. Over Eis Omer Adam L'Mishpat Lefani Zvokshmo Lo Yadunis HaMaiseh Levodah Kifishi. Rather, the explanation is as follows, that Hashem doesn't just judge the deed according to what the deed is. When a person comes to justice before Hashem, he doesn't just judge the deed according to what the deed is. Ach yachshavu gam kol ma shegorom v'sivev al yidei ma'aseh. He also considers all that is caused and all that is that results from the action. An action has repercussions. You do an action, like you throw a pebble in a pond. So the pebble in the pond makes ripples, right? And the ripples have ripples and ripples and ripples, and there's a ripple effect. So therefore, every action has its ripple effect. So therefore, there's the gromas, shegorom, what's caused, the sibev, and what results. This thing leads to another thing. Right? The person sets up these dominoes, and you knock down one domino, and then that knocks down another 500 dominoes, right? Depends how you set them up. So there is results from every action. Every action has consequences. Im tevim rab, kol koiches v'ilomis. Right, throughout all, right, whether for the good or for the bad throughout the world. So this is Zev she'omer ma'aseh Elokim. Right, look at that verse again. Kies ma'aseh Elokim yaviv b'mishpat. It's the act of Hashem he will bring to justice. It doesn't say that Hashem will bring the act to justice. It doesn't say kies ki Elokim yavi kol Elokim yavi. Kol Ma'aseh B'Mishpat. It says, Ki Ma'aseh Elokim Yavi B'Mishpat. The act of Hashem he'll bring to justice. Because the act of Hashem is the repercussions of our acts. So Hashem's act is going to be judged. What do you mean Hashem's act? Hashem's act that we triggered off. We triggered off Hashem's act, and that goes right through all the worlds, the domino effect, right through to the highest of worlds. And that Hashem will judge. So there's another source. Now, on the same verse, there's another diuk as follows. Omer ki es kol ma'aseh. It doesn't say kol ma'aseh, it says es kol ma'aseh. And it doesn't say v'lo al kol ma'aseh. It's not concerning. And as had the pshat been concerning every act, it would have had the word al. Ki al kol ma'aseh lo kem yaviv b'mishpat. Right? It doesn't say al, it says es. So what is that teaching us? Ha'inyan kamo she'omer. Right? The idea is as follows. It says in the Pasuk, Iyob, Ki fo'al adam yishalem loy, the deed of a person he will be paid for. A person is paid for his deeds. V'hu kumo shizboi l'mal, as we explained before, shime'eis sho'oi le'atoye makshevus o'odem nasus mitzvah. Right? Whatever a person does, meaning that even when it occurs to him to do a mitzvah, right? Right? What occurs to his mind, mashe'oi le'atoye makshevus o'odem, something that his mind thinks of doing. Right, he thinks to do a mitzvah. Now we know already, the Gemara says, when you think to do a mitzvah, you get credit as if you already did it. So that's really what this verse is referring to. All activity of men we are paid for. So he says as follows: when a person thinks to do a mitzvah, what happens is as follows: Tekef nase rishum olamala. Immediately there's an effect in the higher worlds. You just think of doing a mitzvah. There's immediately an effect in the higher worlds. B'shor she'elyon, at the upper roots of where our thoughts reach to. Live nois lintoya, to build and to plant kama ulomas, a number of worlds, or koiches elyonim, to release these heavenly forces. I just thought already is already setting up a whole system of building and planting upper worlds and upper forces. V'osim dvarai beficha, as a pasuk in Yeshayahu, I shall place my words in his mouth, in your mouth. As Hashem has words ready for us to use, we need to make the right choices. We make the right choices, Hashem will release these words. We can say these words. Asim dvarai beficha. I will put my words, says Hashem, in your mouth. You want my words? Here they are. I'll give you the speech. The speech is already written out. I'll put my words in your mouth. Lintor shemayim, that you can set up the heavens. You can mamish set up the heavens. Like our sages teach, al tikri b'naich ele b'naich. Don't say that we're called Hashem's sons. Rather say we are called Hashem's builders, because we build with our thoughts, with our words, with everything. So that's eskol maaseh. Again, the idea is whatever will result in any maaseh, any thought, in every thought is already judged by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even the thought of a mitzvah is already has an effect. Umimela. Now, what are the results of the thought? What actually happens? So that's the next paragraph. And automatically is aroused and drawn gam alov on the person himself. The minute the person thought a thought, right, a good thought, thought he's going to do a certain mitzvah. He said, I'm going to go learn. I'm going to go daven. So the minute he aroused that thought, against him, opposite him, in the upper world, is aroused and is drawn down on him, or makif, a light that surrounds him. There's a light that surrounds him, that surrounds the person, Miyakadusha Elyona, from upper holy worlds, whom a sayo legama, and this light helps him to finish what he wants to do. In other words, he gets assistance to do what he wants to do. You really want to do it? Come, let me help you do it. Are you sincere about doing it? Let me help you do it. Whom a sayo legama, this helps him to do what he wants. It's the or makif, a light like envelops him, and it invigorates him, it gives him power, it gives him strength. Right, from the upper worlds to be able to do what he wants to do. V'acha gamra ha-mitzvah, and after he's finished the mitzvah, ha-kedusha va'or mistalek l'shosha, then that holiness and that light is goes up to its root. Right? And I think also there's an idea here that we actually don't enjoy our mitzvahs in this world. You know, if a person does a mitzvah, you don't really see the effect. And you put on tefillin. So you say, what do I do with my tefillin? I did something, but I don't see it. Because it's shaykh to upper worlds, it's shaykh to spiritual worlds. What was the effect of my tefillin? If a shoemaker makes a pair of shoes, so what's the effect of his shoemaking activity? There he's got it in front of him, there's a pair of shoes. That's the pair of shoes that I made. Took me half an hour to make that pair of shoes, and here they are. That's proof of my doing. Doesn't put some tefillin. What's the proof of his doing? To put on tefillin, took them off. Right? Where's the product? What did he produce? So that is elevated to upper worlds. That's not shaykh to the physical world. It's not shy to our world. Our world is just the corridor. Our world is the prosdor, right? The corridor that leads to the banquet hall. So that also is removed, right? The help is removed, and the mitzvah itself that he produced is removed. And we don't always see exactly what we've produced. Right? We have in this week's Haftorah that it says that Hashem will release in the end of days. Hashem will release a burning sun, a bright sun. And this sun will burn all the Rishoyim. And all the Tzaddikim, it'll heal the Tzaddikim. The same sun that burns the Rishoyim, punishes the Rishoyim, will heal the Tzaddikim. And the sniper explains what's pshat. How can one thing, how can it burn one person and heal another person? The same light does it two effects. How can it be both things? So he explains, because that light is a spiritual light, is the light of truth. So when a Rosh is exposed to the truth, you know, he's been covering up all along. He's been pretending that he's a tzaddik. You know, no one likes to say, I'm a Rosha. You know, even the biggest Rosha says what a great guy is. He's the nicest guy in the world. He'll tell you what a good guy is. Speak to a Rosha, he'll tell you, you should know I'm an excellent person. So therefore, he also portrays himself as a tzaddik, but in the light of the truth, he's exposed. And then you see all the trickery and all the corruption and all the greed and all the wickedness. So therefore, that's going to destroy him. For him, that's Gehenna. The truth for the Rosh is Gehenna, but the truth for the tzaddik, right, is Gan Eden. It's Gan Eden, because all those mitzvahs that he did, which he didn't even see in this world, where all the mitzvahs I did, suddenly there it's all exposed. All the greatness of all his activities is all exposed. The tzaddik gets to see all his good work. All his good work is out on show, it's on display. And then, wow, this is mine. Yeah, it's just endless, right? Endless worlds that he's created with his good deeds. So that's a person thinks a thought, he gets a heavenly light that comes to help him to complete it, and then the whole thing is raised and it's kept for him in upper worlds. Right? And we know the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that every tzaddik will inherit 310 worlds. You know, what are you going to do with so many worlds? But that's what it says, and whatever it means, we don't even know what it means, but that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says. Now this is the idea of the reward of the world to come, which is the acts of the person himself. The reward of the world to come is what you made, it's what we did. We create this, our own reward of the world to come. Our acts, the work of our hands, is the reward of the world to come. After the soul will leave the body, after 120, so then you step out of your body. A person steps out of his car, after 120 you step out of your body, the body they put in the ground, and you left, it's still you, it's the same you, just without your body. So he goes up, and to satisfy his soul, and to revel, to enjoy, to luxuriate, with these shining lights, these shining energies, these tremendous energies, beautiful energies, these upper forces and these holy worlds, which were added, worlds that were added, spiritual worlds that were added, and were multiplied, from his good deeds. His good deeds built these worlds. Mamish built worlds. Whose worlds are these? Where do these worlds come from? They're his worlds that he built with his good deeds. This is what our rabbis teach in Pirkei Avos. Called Yisrael Yeshlim Chelek LeOlam Habo. All of Israel has a share to the world to come. V'lo Amru BeOlam Habo. It doesn't say everyone has a share in the world to come. It doesn't say every Jew has a share in the world to come. You got a share in the world to come. No, it says that you have a share to the world to come. Shemashma Yashar Olam Habo Hu Muchan. If it would say in the world to come, that would infer that the world to come is already ready. There is a place called the world to come. It's all waiting. It's all ready. Me'es Habriya, from the time of creation. Inyan V'dovel Atzmo. And it's an independent existence. If it would say we have a share in the world to come, it's like there's already a world to come that's waiting for us. Im Yitzdaka Adam. And if a person deserves it, if a person justifies it, Yitnu Loi B'schare Chelek Mimeno. Then they will give him a share of that world to come. That's what it would mean if it said you have a share in the world to come. There's a world to come waiting, and you'll get a share of it. You have shares; they give out shares. Avala emes, the truth is no. Sha'ulam abo, who ma'aseh de adam atzmo? The world to come are the actions of the person himself. There is no world to come until we create a world to come with our actions. You know what he's saying? There is no world to come until we create a world to come with our own actions. Which the person himself enlarged, which he widened on, which he expanded on, and he added, and he fixed up a share for himself with his actions. The Koch Omer, and that's why it says in Pirkei Avos, "Recall Yisrael Yesh Lehem." Every Jew has, every Jewish person has, every Jewish neshama has. The Kol Echod, every single one of us, Chelik. The Kol Echot Chelik Akdusha Va'aris Va'atzachtochis has a share of the holiness, of the light, and of the energies, and of the forces. Shehiskin v'hoisiv le'olam haba, which He has added to the world to come. And as we actually build the world to come, as we, through our actions, and that's the world to come. We create the world to come. Mimaisa v'tev with His good deeds. So that's what it means. That you have a share to the world to come. You have the potential of building the world to come, and our actions create that space. They create that world. They create that reality. So too, the punishment of Gehenna is the same idea. Shachet atzmoi hu onshoi, that the sin itself is the punishment. The sin is what punishes him. He does a sin, and that sin is what he has to suffer through. The sin that he created is what he has to suffer. Avanoisov il kadunu es harosha, the sins, the crimes of the rosha trap him. He's trapped by his own crimes. His crimes are the trap. They're the jailhouse. He creates his own jailhouse, and then he's locked inside it.
So in other words, if you've murdered somebody, so what is your crime now that you're going to be? What is your olam haba now, or your gehenim?
Your gehenim.
What's he saying, that your sin is your punishment?
Right.
So what is your punishment?
When a person sins, he's acting on a desire. There's a desire that prompts an action. Because you don't just act. So there's a desire that prompts an action. So that desire for that action is itself the punishment. That desire for that action is itself the jailhouse. It is itself the punishment. The person creates his own Gehenna with his evil acts. Okay, and if he didn't do the evil act, that Gehenna wouldn't exist. Just like we said for Olam Haba. The reward for the Olam Haba is the world we create with our positive actions, and we create that heaven, we create that paradise with our actions, is that paradise. So therefore, simply our criminal acts, our sinful acts, our wicked acts, right, our self-centered acts, they themselves are the Gehenna, they themselves are the suffering of the Rosha. So he creates it like a jailhouse for himself, he creates a punishment for himself. He hangs on, he's suspended by the ropes of his own sin. Right, so to speak, he creates the ropes which hang, by which he has to hang. Your evil will afflict you. Your evil will be your suffering. When a person transgresses one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, which he shouldn't have done, hapgam v'achulban, that blemish and that destruction, nirsham chas v'shalom tegev, immediately there's an impression, because every act has a consequence and has a spiritual consequence. So therefore, the evil act itself creates a reality of evil. Lemala b'shosha, at the root of the person, right? In upper worlds, that evil is now a reality. It's become a new realm, a new world. Right? V'le'umaze imole hachava. Right, so this imole hachava is a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the Gemara brings, you've got it in your notes down below, there's a Gemara in Megillah, Davov and Veiz. It says, there is a Kesri v'Yushalmi. Right, there were two great cities in Eretz Israel in the days of the Romans. One was Yerushalayim, the other was Kesari. Kesari is what we call Caesarea. Right? Caesarea. And that was the Roman capital of in Eretz Israel. That was their stronghold, that was their fort, that was where the emperor had his palaces and his bathhouses and his concubines, etc. So there were two great cities, Kesari and Yerushalmi. Im Yom Elecho Odom, this is what the Gemara says, if someone will tell you, Chavushteim, both were destroyed. Al Tamin, don't believe it. Yoshvushtem, they said both of them are settled, both of them are flourishing, both of them are prospering. Al Tamin, don't believe that. Chavek Esov, Yoshvu Yushalayim, if he says Caesarea has been destroyed and Yushalayim is now settled, or he tells you Chav Yushalayim, Yoshvu Kesori, or he tells you the opposite, that Yushalayim has been destroyed and Caesarea is now settled, Tamin, that you can believe. Right? If this one is full, this one's destroyed. Because a person with his actions is either subscribing to goodness, and therefore goodness is flourishing, and evil is withering, because his energy is now given his energies to goodness. So the goodness now has his energies, and that's what's growing, and that's what's flourishing, and that's what's succeeding, that's what's prospering. and wickedness is being starved to death because he's not giving any of his energies to wickedness. So the wickedness just shrivels up and disappears. There is no wickedness. He gave all his energies to do a ma'aseh tov, a good act. So therefore there is no wickedness. There's only goodness, and that flourishes and prospers. But if chas v'sholem the other way around, he gives his energies to evil, he gives his thoughts and his energies and his time and his resources and his money into doing something evil, so therefore that flourishes and that grows and it prospers and expands and that becomes a whole reality. So that's the idea here. Imole achav, right? The destruction of the one is the creation of the other. Right? The person's either creating beautiful worlds or he's creating a Gehenna. We'll make him a magde koiches. The person with his evil acts is establishing and strengthening the different forces and the different troops of contamination and of the kali. The kali refers to the evil forces, right? The shells, so to speak, the unclean elements of the spiritual worlds, right? The unclean forces of the Rachman is Baruch Shmo Yatzirenu. Hashem should save us from such things. So therefore, that's the opposite idea. A person's either building something beautiful or he's just building something that's horrible. Mummy, she's building something that's a hell. And from that hell that he's building, from that Gehenim that he's building with his evil acts, so that draws on him a spirit of contamination, because that affects him, right? He's created this reality in a spiritual world, but this reality now sort of affects him. It sort of sends its force on him. It sends its light on him. So he draws on himself a spirit of contamination, which enwraps him. The Esa Sia Sa'ovan, right? Enwraps him when he's doing the sin. And then after he does the sin, and this contamination is removed. He does an evil act. The spirit of contamination is then removed from him. And in his lifetime, it's like he's in Gehenna, because he has the spirit that is surrounding him. When he's doing the sin, he's actually got the spirit of contamination. This Gehenna is in with him when he's actually doing the sin. He's actually in Gehenna when he's doing a sin. You won't feel it yet, because Hashem has to keep free choice. So he hides all of this from us. He hides the effects of our deeds, both positive and negative. He hides the effects. You do a criminal act, you don't feel it. As long as I got away with it, as long as they didn't catch me, as long as no one saw me, everything is fine. I'm going back to normal life. That's what he thinks. It's not everything's fine. It's just that it's been hidden from him. The effects of what he's done has been hidden from him. He can't feel it yet. And that he's now trapped in a net which he was the one who wove that net. So just like we said before, that when a person does a good deed, so to speak, it's lifted from him and kept for him in the world to come, and that we don't really enjoy the effects of our good deeds. A person puts on tefillin, he doesn't feel the joy of having put on tefillin that day. He doesn't feel the reward of what he's done. That's kept for him in the world to come. So when he does an evil act, that's also kept for him in the world to come. And in the meantime, he goes on with life and he thinks everything's normal, and nothing's normal, because he's creating this Gehenna for himself, which is waiting for him. V'zeishu amru chazal, v'shoi ma'mikim lehem Gehenna. And that's what the Chazal said, Morin Eruvin, that the Rishoyim actually make Gehenna deeper. Right? They add levels. Except that it's instead of adding levels to your skyscraper and going higher and higher and higher, right? You add another floor to your, you've got 1,000 floors buildings, so you add another floor and another floor and another. So instead of going higher, the Rishoyim actually go deeper. So they've built a Gehenna for themselves, and now they do more deeds. And the deeds are really on top of their old deeds, because they're creating a precedent, they're creating a habit for themselves. So therefore they make Gehenna deeper. Ma'mikim lahem Gehenna, they make Gehenna deeper for them. Retzei lahem, which is to say, Shehem atzmam ha'ma'mikim la'atzmam Gehenna. They themselves are making a Gehenna deeper for themselves. U'machivim moisa, they're expanding it. U'mavim moisa, they're lighting the fires there. Right? And the fires is ma'avim b'chet'eim. They're lighting the fires. And the fires are, where are these fires? These fires are these passions. You know, he does things with a lot of passion. He goes and commits crime and he's loving it, right? He's loving it. He's living it. And there's a passion. That passion's a fire. It's a fire burning. And that's the fire that he's lighting in Gehenna. Right? K'mo shekos v'posuk Yeshayahu, hen kulchem koitche esh. You are all of you lighters of fires. You are igniters of fires. Lechu be'ur eshchem. Go by the flames of your fire. Walk by the flames of where these fires from. That's your fires. The fires that you created. Go by the light of your fires of zikus be'altim, and with the sparks that you were the one that you set aside. Miyadi ha'isazoyes lechem. It's from me that this is yours. From me, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables that our deeds in the physical world have this repercussion in spiritual worlds. Lechem she topsu anshe Knesset Gedolah. And now he brings this Gemara, an interesting Gemara. And so therefore, when it says, actually, I think this is a Zoya. It says that the anshe Knesset Gedolah imprisoned the Yetzer Hara. There was a time, right? There's a whole Agadah, it's also brought in the Gemara, that they caught the Yetzer and they imprisoned him. So then it says, Nichta az gama Gehenna mi'atzmai. So Gehenna was extinguished. Gehenna ceased to exist. They grabbed the Yetzer. It means there was no Yetzer in the world, which means no one had a desire to do anything evil. Right? They removed the Yetzer. So everyone, suddenly no one had a Yetzer. For the time that they caught him and they held him, and eventually they had to let him go because the world couldn't continue like that. But for the time that they held him, there was no Yetzer in the world. Right? So then Gehenna itself disappeared at the same time. There was no Gehenna. Because Gehenna are the fires of our desire. They are the fires a person wants to sin. He wants to indulge himself. He wants to have these forbidden pleasures. So those desires, those lusts are the fires of Gehenna. So the minute that was all removed, so therefore the Gehenna disappeared. Go down to the square brackets. Right, that the Shoim actually warm themselves by the fire of the Yetzer Hara, because the Yetzer Hara presents them with opportunities to sin, and they get excited about it. They subscribe to it. They buy into they buy shares. The Yetzer Hara is the salesman. He's coming to sell them different propositions, and they go ahead and order from him. They buy from him. The chol chim on the chim. Every time they get heated up, they get excited about what the Yetzer Hara has to offer them. So therefore, that's another fire. Can boy eish haGehenna. So they're lighting another fire in Gehenna. Ham achas lo nimtza Yetzer ba'olam. This is what was right. Once the Yetzer Hara wasn't in the world, they call oisaz man kova eish haGehenna. And that entire time, the Yetzer Hara disappeared from the world. There was the fires of Gehenna had actually disappeared. Velo bar klal, it didn't burn at all, because again, it's the fire of lust that is the fire of Gehenna. Chaza Yetzer Hara l'mimkoyma. The minute the Yetzer Hara then came back. Right, and that's our reality. We live with the Yetzer Hara. We all have the Yetzer Hara that comes to tempt us all the time. We have the Yetzer Hara that's in our midst. So once the Yetzer Hara came back, so the wicked people of the world started heating themselves up. They started firing themselves up from the fire of the Yetzer Hara. They started igniting themselves from the fire of the Yetzer Hara. And then the fires of Gehenna also started burning. At the minute these lusts and passions started burning in people, so the fires of Gehenna started burning. Because Gehenna only burns because of the force of the heat of the Yetzer of the wicked people. And this is the pasuk in Iyov. Ki poel odom yishalem lo. The deed of a person pays him. The deed of the person is his reward. The act itself, hatoivi or rachas v'shalom, whether it's a good act or chas v'shalom, it's an evil act. Whatever the act is, a negative act, a positive act, he atzma tashlum shlo. This itself is his payment. His act is his payment. Right? He does a good act, that's his reward. He does an evil act, that's his punishment. And this is what it says in Pirkei Avos: shescha mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of mitzvah is the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah itself is the reward. You do a mitzvah, that's power. You just built an orchard for yourself. You just built a palace for yourself. You just planted a beautiful garden for yourself. The shah mitzvah is the reward of the mitzvah. I just did a mitzvah. Where's the reward of mitzvah? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is this marvelous world, this magnificent world in upper world. We don't see it in this world. We don't see the effect of the mitzvah. But it has a whole spiritual reality which is ours because we did the mitzvah. So therefore, that mitzvah is waiting for us. That mitzvah is that Gan Eden that's waiting for us. Uschar Avera, and the reward for an Avera is the Avera. Right? The consequence and the payment for the Avera is the Avera. The Avera is this new compartment in Gehenna, which this guy's just launched. Right? He's the one who He's the one who officiated at the opening ceremony. Right? He's the one who cut the ribbon of this new wing of Gehenna. It's his wing. It's his wing. It's his avera that's created that new wing of Gehenna. Vezeshu kosov geskul maise. Every act of a person comes to justice. Right? There is the justice of the act. The act itself has its own justice. The deed itself, which stands and which is and which is demo. It's the impression that it, the nirshem, it itself is it makes an impression. It itself has a reality as it is, as we explained before. And therefore, something else we have to understand, right? What Chazal say? Gemorin babekaman. Chazal say, "Kol ha'oyim haKodesh Baruch Hu vatran." Right? Anyone who says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is forgiving, you know, a lot of people like to say, "Ah, Hashem doesn't mind." He's saying, "What about this?" "Nah, Hashem doesn't mind. He doesn't mind." You know, right? Mostly it's those people don't keep eating. They say, "No, it's okay. It's okay." What about this heifer? No, it's okay. It's okay. You can eat it. Enjoy it. And that's fine. Don't worry. It's fine. Anyone who says that Hashem is forgiving, that this is okay, and that's not so, and Shabbos, that's not so, nishtefelech, it's not such a big deal. Don't make such a big deal about these mitzvahs. So anyone who speaks like that, this is the Gemara. Anyone who speaks like that, and he says Hashem is forgiving, he just, he looks it over. He'll overlook it. He'll overlook that. He'll overlook it. So the Gemara says, anyone who says that Hashem just overlooks things, yevatru chayav, he's overlooking his life. He's just giving up on his life. He's saying Hashem will forego this. Hashem just foregoes his life. Right? Hashem doesn't mind. He doesn't mind your whole life. So that's the Gemara. That's very harsh, right? The Gemara says that anyone says Hashem is forgiving is just given up on his own life, right? Echeinu b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings the same thing, and he brings other sources. Bereshis Rabba, Tanchum. He brings other sources. They all say the same thing, that anyone who says that Hashem is willing to just forego these things is actually foregoing his own life. Now the question on this Gemara is as follows. Seemingly, this is a wonder. Even a person, a person's not Hashem. It's just a regular person who does some chesed. He's prepared to forgive. Now, what's the big deal? We know how to forgive. You know, someone did something wrong. You say, okay, never mind. Okay, someone, whatever, right? He hurt you in some way. He stepped on your toe. He scratched your car. He whatever he did, right? He broke your pencil. Whatever it is, right? You forgive him. Even a person's willing to be forgiving. So what do you mean Hashem's not forgiving? Anyone who says Hashem is forgiving is giving up on his own life. What does that mean? Hashem's not willing to be forgiving? Hashem is so harsh? No, no forgiveness. What does the Gemara mean? Gemara's saying Hashem does not forgive anything. Hashem doesn't forgive anything. What does that mean? So he explains as follows, and that's exactly what we've been saying. This is exactly the idea we said before. It's not that Hashem is exacting punishment, or nekima, or revenge, chas v'sholem. Right? Hashem is not vengeful. Hashem is not cruel. Rak chatoim tirdafro. That the sins itself are pursued by evil. The sin itself produces evil, and that evil is the product, is the end product. A person's sin, that produced evil, and that's what pursues him. It's his evil. Like, where's this punishment coming from? It's your act is the punishment. It's not Hashem. It's you did it. So there's nothing for Hashem to forgive you because you created it. You created it, and it's just a natural consequence of your action. Shachet atzmo hu onshoy. The sin itself is the punishment. This is the way Hashem set up the world. This is how the nature of the world works. The spiritual nature of the world works. That whatever happens in the spiritual world is all dependent on what's aroused, what's woken up, what's excited, what's initiated by our actions, our good deeds or our evil deeds. Every act makes its imprint, has its consequence. Each one reaching for its own root and its own source. And that is the punishment, or that is the reward. And it's not that Hashem is vengeful, it's just that's just a consequence. A person does a bad deed, so the bad deed exists. Right? He just did something, so it's there. It's what he did is there. It's a reality.
Okay, so we talk about when you say Hashem forgives.
Kodesh Baruch Hu does help us to. He does give us time to do tshuva. He does extend a person, even though a person maybe has forfeited his life. He'll give him extra time to correct. But ultimately, it has to be removed. If there's a sin, So there's a consequence you have to create, right? You have to actually destroy that consequence through tshuva. And that's what he's going to say in this last paragraph as follows. Humuchach lekabel dinu al yedei uisan koiches atuma shehigbi b'maiso. Person is perforce, he has to accept the punishment of those negative forces, those contaminated forces, which he strengthened through his act. Kefi erech v'inyan afgam, according to the context, according to the subject of the blemish, according to the area of the blemish, really that punishment is really part of the correction, because when he suffers the consequence of his evil act, so then that suffering causes him to, that quenches his fire. Right? The sin was fired up by his lusts, by his desires. The punishment takes away his desire for it. Wow, this is what I did to myself. I'm just suffering. So that desire now dies. The minute that the desire dies, the desire for the evil dies, and then that's the remedy. He no longer desires that evil, so then the desire can disappear. So then the evil can disappear, and that's the tikkun. That's the correction. The correction comes through the loss of the desire for it. He desired that sin, and the desire is still burning, but when he has to suffer the consequences, then that kills the desire. And the killing of that desire to do evil is the remedy. He no longer desires evil. Now he's matukan. That's the remedy. Oh, so that's one way, either to suffer the consequences, or the others, right, and this is where Hashem's forgiveness comes in. And the other option is that through the power of tshuva, shemegas at shorsha elyon uilam at tshuva, that a person can, with tshuva, he can reach the roots of the highest of words, right? It reaches to the very highest roots, shemegas at shorsha elyon. Right? When a person does tshuva, it gets all the way up to the world of tshuva. There's a world called the world of tshuva. Right? Alma de cheiru veniru de kula, it's a world of freedom and full of light. When a person does tshuva, so he reaches into the world of tshuva. And from there is emanates the nishpa and is shone down to sefes kedusha, additional holiness. A person reaches the world of tshuva, so Hashem sends down the consequence comes down on him to sefes kedusha, an additional kedusha elyona, v'ol mavhik, and a very bright light, lehasem lechalas kol tumah, which itself cleans up all the. In other words, the person himself loses his desire for evil because he's now enveloped with this desire that tshuva has given him, this desire for kedusha and holiness. The tshuva itself has excited him to want to become a tzaddik, and therefore he himself destroys the evil himself. He no longer wants it. He no longer wants those evil desires, and therefore he becomes a tzaddik. That's through tshuva.